It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College volleyball team finished 1-3 at the 2025 McCook Community College Labor Day Weekend Volleyball Tournament, hosted by McCook Community College this past Friday and Saturday. After a day of rest on Sunday, the T-Bird volleyball team traveled to Chinook, Kansas on Monday to match up with Neosho County Community College. Cloud County narrowly fell in the non-conference match, losing in 5 sets. At the McCook Community College tournament, the T-Birds opened tournament play against Amarillo College, dropping the match in 3 sets. Cloud County rounded out play on Friday by suffering a 3-set loss to host McCook. The team bounced back in its first match Saturday, sweeping Lamar Community College 25-23, 25-15, 25-20. Cloud County concluded the tournament with a 3-set loss to Iowa Western Community College. The T-Birds played much better volleyball, though, on Monday, as they matched up with Neosho County Community College in a 5-set thriller, ultimately suffering the loss 20-25, 25-19, 25-22, 17-25, 13-15. Sophomore outside hitter Grace Rowland was the lone T-Bird with double-digit kills. Rowland led the way with a career-high 23 kills on a 305 attack percentage to go with a career-high 25 digs and 4 blocks. The T-Birds will open Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play this Saturday when they travel to Colby, Kansas to face number 3 Colby Community College. First serve is scheduled for 2 p.m. from the Colby Events Center.